My husband Perry is a treasure hunter. Our home is filled with all sorts of interesting finds from his many trips junking. So it wasn't unusual when years ago he brought home a dusty box filled with old letters and photographs. They were discovered in a remote third-floor attic of an old house awaiting demolition. "Why are you always bringing that stuff home?" I asked. The dust scattered as he lifted off the lid and began to pilfer through the contents. "It's sad," he said, "for these things to be left behind. It's like losing a piece of your soul." The letters were dated from the 1920s and 30s between two young lovers, Lyndall Denny and Elmo Red Leonard. Many photos captured a lively, bright-eyed young woman smiling seductively for the camera. Another picture showed a little girl wearing Coke bottle glasses. There was also a letter which began, "Dear Daddy, I fell and broke my glasses." We smiled as our imaginations led us to assume the child in the letter and in the photograph was one and the same. Lyndall was pursued by many arduous suitors, but none professed his love more eloquently than the one who signed his letter simply Red. Elmo Leonard had already graduated from college and worked in the family business. His words were passionate and exuberant, addressed to "Girl of My Dreams."
"I love you, honest I do. You're so sweet. I wish you were here this minute. How good a sweet kiss from you would be. I just can't wait till Sunday. Ain't I crazy? You're Red."
In 1992, we actually found Lyndall. She was alive and well, living in a Durham retirement community near Duke University. We had so many questions. Did she marry Elmo? Who was the little girl in the picture? What was her life like? Was she happy? Lyndall lived with her daughter. At 89 years old, she was no longer petite, but still as vivacious as the girl in the photographs. She wore a blue chiffon scarf tied neatly around her neck. Her silver-white hair and clear mind shined with the brilliant patina of old age. She welcomed us into their little home, filled with books and fine antique furniture. She graciously accepted the letters as Perry explained how he found them in the attic. Then she began to tell her story. Lyndall was no child of privilege. Her parents and four siblings moved to Burlington from eastern North Carolina in the early 1900s. Her father died soon thereafter. Although her mother ran a boarding house and worked as a seamstress, she was unable to provide for her two oldest daughters. She sent them to an orphanage where both girls excelled in school. Lyndall was smart and ambitious. She worked in the school's offices and earned a scholarship to Shawan College. After graduation, she taught grade school.
"Hey there, honey. Been mean to your children? Be good to them these last few weeks, 'cause if I have my way, you've taught your last year, except maybe for teaching me, say, botany. Ha! Ain't I crazy? You're Red."
Red, the man with bright auburn hair and a grand sense of humor, eventually wooed Lyndall. She was the love of his life, and they were happily married until his passing in the late 70s. Their only daughter, Harriet, eventually became the head reference librarian for the Duke Divinity School. Looking at the kind, intelligent 60-year-old woman in front of me, I thought of that photo of the little girl with the Coke bottle glasses. Harriet hadn't changed one bit. It's been more than 20 years since we returned those letters to Lyndall. She passed away in 2002, 1 month before she would have celebrated her 100th birthday. We lost Harriet unexpectedly the following year. Through my husband's discovery in an abandoned attic, we found and shared the timeless treasure of friendship with Lyndall and her daughter Harriet. I like to imagine that with the return of those letters to their rightful owners, something was made more right in the world, and now the three of them are together again, just as a family should be.
Honey, I love you so dearly. To be with you gives me entirely satisfaction. I am content. May we always be happy. You're Red.